Zeit. Welcome to How I Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark and Pennies. Pennies have got you covered this winter season. Whether you're searching for the perfect Christmas jumper for a family dinner or glitz and sparkle for the glam night out, they have got you covered. Step into Christmas nights out with sparkly two pieces, must-have dresses, footwear and accessory to match all occasions. Including the Rita Ora collection, which features luxe fabric, satin finishes, lace, fur and the colour of the season, of course, burgundy. Head to Penny's today to discover your winter wardrobe essentials. So, rant of the week. Every week we get to give out about something that has annoyed us. It could be something small, something that happened to us, something that just got under our skin and something that sometimes makes no sense. So far, so problem or anything really.
It's just where we get to moan and feel grand about moan.
Yeah. Just get it off our chest.
Yeah.
I just need to say things out loud.
Yeah.
We had it. I don't know if I said this last week. Did I? About Dan O'Leave and stuff for it or not?
I think you might have said it on the live show.
It was that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Triggered that thought.
Yes.
So we had a, we done a meet and greet Q&A before our live show in Limerick and someone asked, Is like your house, your apartment still like the Barbie dream house now that Dan was there? I was like, well, it's a Mojo Dojo casa house now. Because Dan is not an unclean person at all. Like he's actually so hygienic. He's the most hygienic man I've ever met. But when it comes to like dishes and stuff, he just would be forgetful.
Okay.
And forgets things. So when we went away to New York and Miami, we were gone for a week and he left the dishes in the dishwasher without putting it on.
Oh, sorry. So there were dirty dishes in the
dishwasher. Dirty dishes. Okay. And they went moldy, some of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'd throw away loads of my plates and etc. He left the coffee machine that we have has like a thing where it tells you when it's overflowing with water, it's about to spill out. He keeps leaving that to spill.
Oh, so it just spill
see,
out?
Yeah, he doesn't see the thing. It's like a red warning sign that comes on. Chooses not to see it or doesn't see it. I don't know which. And then I've said this before, but he buys... He'll not eat what's in the fridge, just buy it again. And I'm like, it's in the fridge and it goes often.
Okay.
And he's wastes food.
Like what? Like yogurt
chicken,
or something? Or like
yogurt, okay. Milk.
But would he be weird about stuff like that? My sister would be a bit weird about that. I'm kind of like that.
He just thinks we don't
Oh, he just
it.
Forgets.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. And we have
10,000, same thing.
Because I'd be kind of like that with a packet of ham.
Irks me.
I'd rather open a fresh packet of ham than eat while ham is left.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Jesus, no.
I don't mind.
No. See, when all the edges would start going hard.
Go hard. Oh, then. Oh, absolutely not.
No.
It needs to be freshly sealed.
Now, what did my dad take out of the freezer the other day? And I think the date on it was 2023.
Oh.
Something was 2023. And he was like, it's grand. It's frozen. I said, you're on acid
no,
if you think by meeting that.
No, because frozen, you actually can't
I don't believe it. I don't care. It won't be me. No. Can't.
It's like time stands still when it's
Yeah, frozen. I'm like, what you mean? It's just frozen, so it's grand. Like,
yeah.
That meat was made last year. You want me to eat
I feel
that?
Like 2023 is long.
No, I can't. There's people on TikTok who like purposely do that. No, there's actually a fella who opens like tins from like the 1960s.
And eats them?
Yeah. Like there'd be like biscuit tins and all. He opens them and like looks inside.
Does he eat them though?
Sure yeah.
I'd be sick.
Have you seen the fish man on TikTok? The tin fish man?
No.
I need to send you them.
What does he do?
Eats tins of fish.
I'd love that.
Yeah. I feel like you'd watch it and you'd like.
Oh my God, I'm craving them now. Do you know the little anchovies in a tin?
Really? Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you?
Love a little pack of them now.
You'd love this fella.
I'm craving salt.
Yeah.
Because I'm so hungover, I think.
Definitely. I had miso soup last night as well.
Oh.
I just put all the salts back
That's
in.
That's what I want today, yeah. Sushi.
That's all I got. I got miso soup, geysers and sushi last night.
Oh my God.
I needed it.
I'm so happy now I'm going to get that.
Yeah, but I need to send you the videos of that TikTok man. He's
the
hilarious.
Tin fish man.
And it's the words he used to describe eating the fish and he wears hats on his head and he has a t-shirt on saying like the tin fish man. And he's like, this is rather delectable. And like, eats like sardines and all these sauce or like tuna.
Is he famous? Like,
oh yeah.
Isn't, I always think like things we do for content and all, but then like, people like that just get famous for like eating fucking tins of fish.
Something so
like,
easy.
It could have been so much easier. I've made my life a hell of a lot easier.
Just sticking to one thing that really fascinates, because I'd be scrolling on him for ages.
Really?
Looking like, yeah.
I want to see him now.
Yeah, and he looks up he's always talking about like the, he gets fascinated by the shape of the tins. And like, tinned fish. Oh yeah, look.
I might become the tin fish woman.
He's 162,000 followers. And he'll just,
tin fish reviews is on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, this is him.
Fragile.
He just opens all these tins.
Oh, God, his camera work is great. Whoever does that.
I don't know what fish that is.
It looks lovely. I'm starving.
Tuna in spicy olive oil. Look at his t-shirt now.
And he's wearing his little red hat.
Yeah.
Delicious. And like, how many words can he say about tuna?
Like, his views are up in the millions.
Wow.
I just watch him because I'm fascinated to see what comes out of that tin.
Guys, you can really make a living off anything on the internet.
You really can.
If you do enough.
I truly do believe there's an audience for everything online.
Everything.
Isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you ever see the people who do like videos where they find people on YouTube who are like no followers? And if they allow followers, they put them up.
Yeah.
And there was one, it was like Hey Dad Fishing or something like that. And he was like, guys, something amazing happened. Like, my channel's blew up and all this because people just went over and started following because he had no views and no subscribers.
Are you crying?
So cute.
Like, imagine him sitting there editing that and uploading it and all. And like,
and seeing that he's after, like, refreshing, he's getting followers. But it's like, I know.
Might be bothered.
I'm not well. Yeah, that was my rant of the week. Just little things. And like, as well, the bins, do we smell them sometimes? And I also think the dishwasher, everything just gets used and gets smellier quicker because it's two of us, so more food everywhere.
Yeah,
there's more washing to do. It's just a lot. Everything's just more.
Yeah,
but I used to never be smelly when I live by myself. So
everything's doubled now.
It's
okay.
It's fun. Yeah, I'm gonna get. I need to clean the house now just because I've been away so much that it's all messy again. But needs a good scrub now.
Put air fresheners in the bottom of the bins.
Really?
Yeah.
It just helps though when it's food. I feel like you have to take them out every day, or every 2 days, realistically.
The bins.
Yeah.
I think that's why my mum started doing that shit with composty bin thing. I fucking hate it. We call it the potty.
Oh, all the food and stuff?
Yep. She has it underneath the sink and she makes me put my food into it. And when she's not looking, I don't put my food into it. Really sorry.
Then it doesn't get smelly.
Yeah, love the earth, love the environment, but hate that little potty.
Yeah.
Makes me sick.
I think compost isn't for cooked food though, is it?
She just has a bin and all food goes into food. So my bin in the kitchen is for...
Like wrappers? Like, yeah.
Kitchen towel. Don't actually know what else it's for then. The potty is for the food.
Yeah, true.
And then the recycling.
Stink.
It just makes me sick. I don't think Quiva Kelly's ever touched it.
Really?
No. Quiva won't put something in the dishwasher.
Really?
She'll put her own thing in the dishwasher, but she won't like...
I know, I
get that. She'll put
yours. Yeah, I got that.
If she went to put her knives and forks in and the food touched
you, it is disgusting. And yeah, sink.
She'd get sick. I don't mind too much. I'm not too bad. My rant of the week is just how tired I am. Is that allowed to be one?
That's allowed to be one.
That's literally it.
Rant,
but also kind of loved it. Didn't get out of the bed at 4 o'clock yesterday. Brilliant.
I just feel like, I'm like, am I on the cusp of getting a really, like a sickness? Or am I
tired? That's how I felt yesterday.
That's how I feel. My throat was sore and all.
So was mine. Wouldn't mind an L week of COVID now. Oh, I take that back.
Oh no, don't say that.
Okay, wouldn't mind a week of sick. Like, what would I not mind?
No, I wouldn't. I don't even wish that.
I actually didn't get COVID too bad when I had it. Me and my mum were in bed eating ice pops now because we couldn't taste them. We got it at the same time.
No, there's no, I wouldn't wish myself on anything. Even when I have a stuffed nose, I'm like, I didn't appreciate the time I had it. A clear nose.
The head colds are a bit shit now.
They're bad. I'd love just if everyone had it. If the whole world together could take a bed week.
Yeah.
And just everyone staying in bed for a whole week.
But Christmas would kind of be like that, I feel. I do feel like the world speeds up coming up to Christmas and then around, like, say, like, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, all those days, it really does slow down.
I don't feel like it does, though, because you're out all the time and drinking.
I think it's mad chill.
I like January.
Do you?
I know, that's so...
bleak.
No, controversial. I feel like no one likes January.
I don't mind. It's like a fresh start. New chapter, new page. New notebook in your head. Like, that's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, true.
I don't mind
it. Yeah. But the tiredness is tiring.
Very tiring.
We take in dilemmas into our email address. It's homewithdrink@goloudnow.com. You can also follow us on Instagram. It's homewithdrinkpod. We have a segment called If I Was You, and this is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. So we can't sit on the fence, can't give you some maybes or ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. These are all sent into our email address. It's homewithdrink@goloudnow.com. And this is today's If I Was You. So I met my boyfriend 3.5 years ago. We are literally best friends. He's my soulmate, as you say, angel boy. Mm. We moved abroad 2 years ago and we'll be moving home soon. My boyfriend's ex-girlfriend used to work with him. That's where they met. And she still works in the company. When we move home, my boyfriend wants to go back to the job and he says he loves it and has lots of friends there. This girl is a piece of work. Even before my boyfriend, I knew of her. She's the type of girl who would purposely go off with your boyfriend, and I don't say that normally. She's tried to reach out to my boyfriend when we were together by texting and following him on social media, etc. Obviously, she says that she wants something. He says he wants nothing to do with her and I've nothing to worry about, but she really gets under my skin. They were still working together when we first got together, but it wasn't a major issue because she was in a different part of the job in the company. But now she's been moved to the section he will be in and as a manager, so he will definitely have dealings with her. It just gives me anxiety thinking about them seeing each other every day and spending time together, particularly because I know what she's like. I know I should trust and do trust my boyfriend, but I can't help but be freaked. Any advice or help in the situation?
I don't think you can take this out on him. I feel like this is the type of... because you can't tell him not to go back to that job.
No.
That's, too controlling.
Yeah.
I think this is the type of thing that you just need to put it in God's hands and just... There's no point you stressing over a situation you can't control.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As easy... it's obviously fucking easier said than done. But yeah. I think by you... taking it out on him, or even if he does go back there, when it does happen that he goes back to that job, if he comes home then and you're kind of being angry with him, it's only going to cause more of a divide with you. If anything, then it might end up doing more damage in the long run.
Yeah.
God forbid, you don't know what way it could push him, kind of thing. It's hard to not worry in this situation, but I do think it's just something
you have to deal with.
What can you do?
Yeah.
I can't tell him. I tell him how you feel and tell him that, oh God.
And he'll understand that, I'm sure. Yeah,
anyone would.
I'd hope,
Yeah.
That's so tough. I feel like you'd nearly be thinking yourself into bad moods.
You would, yeah, that's what I mean.
You're I'm thinking of if you had an argument or something in the morning, would you be even more worried than him going into
work? He's going into work with his ex, yeah.
That's hard. But Ellie said, you can't make him not work there. And if he likes that and he has friends there, you want him to be happy in that sense as well. But mm-hmm. I think if you say he's your soulmate, he's saying your boy, I think it will sting for the first while, but I feel like it is something you'll get used to as well.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, she is another person. And if she's, as you say, if she tries to get with him or tries to get with people's boyfriends, no one can be taken if they don't let themselves be taken. As in your boyfriend won't be taken off you if they're not, not letting, do you know?
Who is, what's her name? Zendaya, is it? Did you ever see the interview of her? And she's maybe it's not her actually, and I just made that up.
Why is she working for
it? Of an actress, and she's if you can take him, have him.
Yeah.
If you can,
yeah. Yeah.
If that's going to happen, have him.
Shay Mitchell?
Was it her? Yeah, yeah. I think it was Zendaya.
On the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Is that what it was?
I think so. Yeah. But it was so, that whole podcast, actually was amazing. It's really good for anyone listening. But she was if someone can take him, they can have him. That wasn't meant for me. Yeah. So you can try and wrap someone in cotton wool. And this goes for every situation of people being worried in nights out or work or holidays. You can wrap them in cotton wool, you can put them in bubble wrap and make them never see anyone again. But if someone is going to do something, they're going to find a way.
Yeah.
Either way. So I think if he was ever going to do something on you and he does something with this girl, he would have done it with someone else.
It was always going to happen.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you think of it like that, and it's you have to just let go. And
I think you can't get yourself too worked up about it. You, like Shara said, you'll put yourself into a bad mood. You'll take it out on him. Yeah. You'll end up pushing him away from you probably.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's one of these things, you cannot worry about what you cannot control.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think voicing your worries to him.
Yes.
Voicing it to your friends and having, I think you need reassurance. I think that's allowed. I think for him to be taking the job, he can give him a bit of reassurance and say, look, this and that. If that happens, I'll tell you. Just ask him to be really honest with you. If she does come on to him in any way, because the last thing you want him to do is not tell you things.
Yeah, keep things
to avoid. So I think explaining that to him and just really voicing how you feel. Don't keep it bottled in, because that's when problems kind of arise. But hopefully that helps a little bit. I know it's such a sticky situation.
I know it's a weird one, isn't it?
It's hard, yeah.
I can't imagine even being in that situation.
Yeah.
It's a weird one, but
let us know.
Yeah.
How you get on.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. And also, he might even end up not loving the job as much as he remembers. He might end up moving on to a different job instead, because it's been a few years. So you never know what could happen. She could leave. She could get moved or something. Yeah. So loads of different options to happen. You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homeidrink@goloudnow.com. That was our bonus episode for this week.
That's us, guys.
We have bonus episodes every Monday and main episodes Wednesdays, and then main episode videos on Thursdays as well. Yeah. So Thanks so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
We love you. Thank you. Don't forget to check out their collection of autumn essentials available in your nearest store. They also have a stock finder as well. So if there's anything specific you're looking for,
yeah,
you can see if it's in your local Penny's.
And the new Retour collection is
our fur coats. So far. I love
fur coats. I'm actually wearing mine today.
Did you wear it
hanging
in?
Over there?
Did
yeah. They're so soft and fluffy. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe whatever podcast app you're listening to this on right now. And we'll talk to you soon, Birds.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.